Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you today. Today on the Watchman broadcast, teacher, pastor, and evangelist Ron Perry is going to connect the dots of global events regarding end time Bible prophecy. I want you to be prepared to hear things that perhaps you have not heard before and bring a pad of paper and a pen to the table in order to take serious notes so that after this broadcast, you can cross-reference the information shared and relate it to the scriptures. So without further ado, good morning, Brother Ron. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. I'm hearing a lot of echo.
You're hearing echo?
Is that right?
You're sounding clear as a bell to me, and I'm not sure if our listeners are or not. We could always ask somebody out there, let us know how we're sounding. All right, so... And Ron, if you need to take that headset off, that's okay. You could just speak right into that little microphone so you won't hear the echo. So just speak into your microphone on the headset.
Yeah. I was getting a pretty strong echo.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you're good now, brother. How are you?
Not too bad. Haven't had a lot of sleep. And I don't know where you want to start. You want to ask me something or where do we want to go?
What we're going to do is I'm going to take a call right now. I want to make sure that you're being heard live over here for just a moment. Area code 479-866. Good morning. Are you hearing us loud and clear out there?
Good morning, Pastor. From Branson, you're coming in loud and clear.
All right. And you're hearing Ron Perry.
Okay.
I know. I'm waiting.
All right. From Branson, Missouri. Good enough, Pastor Ken. God bless you, sir. We're going to get back into the broadcast right now. So we're doing really good. I'm sure we're on Omega Radio, Ron. And don't worry about echoes. We're not hearing them. I'm not hearing them, as long as you're okay. So, Ron, you and I connected the other day. We've been in contact throughout the years. We met, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 12, 15 years ago. Your dad's an awesome servant of God. We love him. To this day, Patricia remembers him. One of the meetings that we were invited to and went to out there in Las Vegas and other places in California. So through the years, I always marveled at your workmanship in the ministry that God gave you, because you had your own radio broadcast in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you used to begin, I think, with the JFK assassination, or there was something you were doing on that JFK, and you always had an interest to, you know, dive in there and not just accept, you know, what we were being told, but you were had somewhat of an investigative approach to things. And of course, in the Word of God, the same way. So When we talked the other day, you said you had discovered some things, or some things have come forth that were going to be very informative to the body of Christ. So why don't we begin with what is in your heart today? First of all, what are some of the things that are being blown off, the cover that's being blown off, so that people can really equip themselves and understand how to stand in these last days?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I started practicing writing Hebrew and understanding that it's a threefold picture. It's a numeric value, it's a picture, and it's a number. And knowing that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that kind of began a quest for me to start to really go deeper in the Word of God and understand that it's showing a picture for us. You can go to the other verse in the New Testament, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And it even goes so far as to the joints and marrow. So when the Word of God is sent, it shows the difference between your soul and your carnal mind, and it shows the reality of what he's wanting you to do. And we can just kind of start there. But the thing with Kennedy was interesting. It seems as if that time seems to repeat itself. We know the Kennedy and the Lincoln assassination. I think we've all heard those. You can look that up. I think a lot of people have done that. I don't know if they have, but he runs into the Ford Theater and he's in a Lincoln and vice versa. And then when you start to understand history, if you don't, there was a term, and I'll bring this up. In 1977, I flew to South Korea with my father, and I was 17 years old, and I opened up the Time magazine, and I saw the Georgetown, Jim Jones, and it showed all those bloated bodies, and I saw that, and I went, oh, this is ridiculously horrible. And they were just bloated. But they zoomed in where he would speak, and it had a sign up there. It said, those who forget their past are condemned to repeat it. And that's constant theme in scriptures. Manasseh, 55 years he reigned. He was one of the most wickedest kings. And the name of Manasseh means to forget. And then when you go to Isaiah, the opening chapter, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. He hath nourished. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. And he goes forward, ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. If you follow the history of Israel and us, which is very biblical, this spills over into Manasseh and Joseph's son, Ephraim. And this is so deep, and I don't even know how to go. So I'm just going to read something, because this is a pattern, literally, that's taken place. And we go from bondage, which is what Israel was, to spiritual faith, to courage, to liberty. Then you get lawful freedom. Then you get the blessings. And then it seems to go to greed, corruption, compliance, apathy, and then back to dependence. And the final one is back to bondage. So there's a pattern constantly. The word pattern comes from father. So if we live, move, and have our being in God, everything is already predestined. It is up to the choice, and that's where we find ourselves. And so I started to look at what took place a few years ago with this Bible code that had come out. I think a lot of people know it. I just I'm not pushing the book. I'm just saying it's a fact. A lot of very interesting things show up in that. I actually knew a pastor that had met the writer, and we know that every 49 letters, and then you in Genesis, that 50th one will spell T. Go another 49 throughout the whole book. There's a pattern. And the pattern is the Father. The Father was made flesh, wasn't he? My Father. You've seen me. You've seen it. So Jesus ties into fulfilling the word. That's just a basis. And then you can go to Exodus, and it will do the same process. Every 50th T, it'll spell Torah, or the law is what it's saying. Now, it skips Leviticus. But if you go to, what's the next two? Numbers and Deuteronomy.
Right.
You go backward every 49, and it'll hit that 50th letter. And it'll spell Torah. So, both are going backwards and forwards, but it's leaving that center, Leviticus, open. But what's interesting is, if you go every, I believe, seven, it will start to spell Yahweh. So they're pointing to the Lord, hence the name of Yahweh is, look at the hand, the nail, look at the nail in the hand. It's spelling, it's pointing to Jesus. So there's a code. Isaac Newton came across this, and many people don't know this, but David Flynn, many people have watched some of his videos. He passed away, and he wrote the Temple for the Center of Time. I think I have it here. And time and space seem to be linked to Jerusalem. And so there's so much in that. So I'll just leave that just for a little base at first.
Okay.
So I'll have to get to the deeper stuff here in a second, but I want to leave just for a moment where we're at in time. In 1947-48, we know what took place. There was a lot of things that did take place. I don't know if you could see it, but people can, you know, pause it later. But you had two things occur. Well, really three. The Dead Sea Scrolls came out.
Mm-hmm.
We always hear about Dead Sea Scrolls, which confirms our Bible, number one. And that whole scroll, as you know, sits there in Jerusalem, and it's so huge, and it's wrapped around that big wheel. And there's but maybe two words, three, that's different from our scriptures in our Bible that we have today, in our King James Bible. That's key. There's a numeric value that's pertaining to words and dates and everything. And so what took place is there was also some other books that were found, but they don't talk about those a whole lot because they were taken out of our King James Bible by the powers that be, because there were still sitting around King James people that didn't want certain words. And I know that there's certain words in there that shouldn't be because they were placed there. It's a translation, but it's the best and the closest. And when it was published, 1611, you add the numeric value of, and that's nine. Nine is the fruits of the Spirit. It's a gift. And with that book, that's what started England off. If you open some of those King James Bibles, will have something in the open. O sovereign master, you know, we thank the God that has given you the power that you're over us. So you start to put these pieces together throughout time, but the book of Enoch was left out purposely. Now, there are translations earlier where the book of Enoch was in there, and they removed it. And there's a purpose and a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why the book of Enoch was left out is because Satan has an agenda, and he has children. throughout Scripture. He actually, when Peter was out of line, "Get thou behind me, Satan." Wow. But why did he say that? The reason was, and it wasn't out of any misdeed, he said, "Lord, no." It was out of love for him. So we can think we're in the right mode of thoughts, but God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens come down and watereth the earth, that it brings seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it." So we're talking about the word. Now, in Old Testament times, in the book of Enoch, it mentions Jared. And it said, why Jared? Back to numerics, back to words. Words have meanings, and they're very powerful. Jared is Yared, and it means the waters upon Mount Hermon turn into the River Jordan. So Yarden, descend. Why? Because he goes further, and he says, because in those days, the sons of God descended, the watchers, the Nephilim. Now, in the last decade, there's been ministers that have been really talking about this. This has been 12 years now, and I looked at that, and it's simply translated, if you look at giants, it's simply Nephilim, Nephilim. You had the watcher class that had to watch their children take those, it says they took wives. It even says that in our sixth chapter of Genesis. So I'm putting a lot out there, but I'm going somewhere with it because we're in this time where these things are returning. And it's literally Mount Hermon is on the 33rd parallel. In our time frame, 1947, if you go to Roswell, it's on the 33rd parallel. What are ministers going to do if they're not studying to help people understand what's coming? Because they're not interested. I've seen it over the last decade, literally. I don't want to talk about that. Why? Because you don't know nothing about it. And if you do, you might have to learn something. What does he say? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, what was the word written in back then? Hebrew. So, what I begin to look at and see, and if people have their Bibles, they can open it to Daniel chapter 2 and 29, and this will give us a foundation for the revealing of secrets. Now, if you have it, and people out there, and I know we're not going to get through a lot, and there's a whole lot I can give, but we can start something here. Revelation 2:29, if someone has it, I don't have my Bible up, and I'm not real familiar with this because this is my first day using this computer. My son helped me, and I really thank him a lot. And so if you have it, read Daniel chapter 2 and 29.
Daniel 2:29 or Revelation 2:29?
Daniel
2. Anybody 2:29. Out there? Let me get there. I'll get there for us.
Yeah.
Daniel 2:29 is going to read this way. Got my little flashlight here. 2:29 says, and as for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secrets makes known to thee what shall come to pass.
Okay. So we know the story of Daniel. Many, if they don't, they're listening. He was given an understanding and a vision of the powers and the beasts that would rule the earth.
Correct.
King, art that head of gold, and he goes down to the Medes and Persians, which is silver, and yet, this is real key too, because the gold and the silver is mine, saith the Lord. Now, this is a key part and a very important piece in our day today. This leads into who's running and who has stolen the gold and the wealth from us as American citizens today. Banks, and the year that Federal Reserve was created, 1913. 13, literally, biblically speaking, is the number of rebellion. Now, I can prove that. I'll only give you a couple of, I'll just read them here. 13 equals rebellion. How old is a young man in Jewish and Hebrew? He's required at the age of 13, the bar mitzvah. If you go to Genesis 13, there's 13 words, and it says Sodom, wicked exceedingly. Rebellion is found in 1 Samuel 13:13, Isaiah 13:13, Jeremiah 13:13. There's a pattern. You see this pattern in the Word of God. Mark 13:13, Ezekiel 13:13, Revelation 13:13. In Deuteronomy, it says, sons of Belial, names have meaning. There's three powers on the earth today, and we see a collision. We have Judaism, we have Islam, we have Christianity. This is what's happening in the earth today. This plan that we've seen for the last few years over in Europe was done purposely. Matter of fact, if you looked up some of the pictures, and it's actually said that this was the largest exodus, that they were bringing them in there since Exodus. There's a pattern. In that first chapter of Isaiah, he says, your land is devoured. Your cities are burned with fire. Do we see this? Right? Your country is desolate and is left as a cucumber in a garden. Or it is left as a cucumber, something to that effect. You just have nothing left. And then he goes further and he says, the whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even into the head, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither have they been mollified with ointment. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. Sounds like America. We have forgotten. We have, because we are Manasseh. So this is, again, there's milk, Paul writes about, there's meat, and then there's strong meat. So you have to understand in your growing in God, you're going to have to dig in if you really want to know what's taking place. There were spirits that rested upon Jesus, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, spirit of knowledge and might, spirit of counsel, and of the fear of the Lord. If you look back a few years ago, there was stickers everywhere. I don't fear, no fear, something ridiculous like that. You remember that? Don't fear nothing. It was
Absolutely. About
8-9 years ago. So we're actually fulfilling this revolution. And that brings me to what I began to see in the Word of God here. Now, I don't know how far to go with this at this point with that, but I do want to read you some quotes, what we're seeing. It really goes back to the simplicity of this new world order. We've talked about it before. It's on your dollar bill. If you look on your dollar bill, 13s are everywhere. Why do we put the all-seeing eye of Horus on a Christian country? It doesn't jive. So the numbers are matching in rebellion. We know who set it up, creature from Jekyll Island. And I want to, while I'm there, if people would simply type in Henry Gruber. Have you heard of Henry Gruber?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And by the way, just one interjection. What you're doing right now for our listening audience, those just tuning into the broadcast right now, we're with Ron Perry, and he's connecting some dots. But you're doing what is scripturally accurate, because the Word tells us in Isaiah that the end is revealed from the beginning. And so you went back to the beginning, and you're showing what was then and how it's going to show up at the end. And that's where we're moving, and we've got a good 40 minutes to get it done. So here we go.
Yes, exactly. And I had that verse. So if we live, move, and have our being in Him, you ain't getting outside of the Word. It was very important back then on names. We know this. Abraham will be changed to Abraham. He pushes that life from the Lord into him. All of them, Elijah, the name of the Lord is in that. And this kind of mixes into gods of the past. Every planet that is a wandering star is what they're called. If you go to Jude, he actually links that to the fallen angels that are in chains. They're going to be released, and I believe they already have, because of what took place in 1947. Ooh, that's like on those, what do they call the weather guys? I'm putting an important part. And where they came to was that Mount Hermon. Now, the Central Intelligence Agency, after that took place, was created. Very interesting. Central Intelligence Agency and the beginnings of it in Germany, the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services. It was an intelligence agency. So you put these pieces together, and mind you, that was over in Germany. Germany is a key part to this world order right now. Matter of fact, I'll just throw this out. Angela Merkel, in the last 8 years, what it seems to me like, is the daughter of Hitler. This ties into Q. He's been posting a few years ago, the Antifa.
Yeah.
What kind of spirit did they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same flag was used in Germany under Hitler. Now, I'll show you this just because I'm there. There's so much involved in this, so I'm just going to give you as much as we can. I just did find my book that Steve Quayle put out. It's an excellent book, and he actually speaks about what Admiral Byrd, which is a real admiral in the Navy, driving down, sees huge UFOs flying out of the down by Antarctica. A couple years ago, you remember who went down to Antarctica? John Kerry, which is a Skull and Bones member, New World Order, part of the whole garbage against Trump. And then the Pope, that Russian Orthodox Pope, goes down there. World leaders were going down there. What does that have to do with anything? It actually goes into deeper areas of what also has come out in the last 8 years about this flat Earth topic. It's all over the internet. Now, I was reading in the Bible scripture where it actually says all of those terms sits upon the pillar of the earth. There's more proof for that than there is from NASA telling us that we went somewhere. NASA has been proven to be all lies. It is a part of the military. It has nothing to do. We think it's just exploration. Everything they do and say is a lie. Now, this is going to get some people riled up. That's fine. Guess what? You have to do your own research because I've done it. But there's far more proof than that, than what these liars have said. Now, I might as well go ahead and jump into some statements and quotes from our powers that be that have ruled over us. Many of them have told us from the beginning. This is that statement, and we know this one, most people, but we might as well start there. This was George Bush in 91, 9/11, way back there. On these dates are very important also. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves a generation, a new world order, flat out of his mouth. We know this, where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, when we are successful, and we will be, no, they won't, because Daniel prophesied there will never be another ruling power. But it does go down to the legs, which is talking about Rome, and then down to those toes, 10 toes, 10 federation. We actually now have the G8, it dropped it down. So the New World Order, that a credible UN, they tried it first with in the First World War with the League of Nations, didn't accomplish it. They're not going to accomplish it this time. That's the good news for us. Because he comes, Daniel sees a stone, which was Christ, symbolic, smashing those toes, gone. That's the point of him coming, ruling and reigning on the earth. Now, David Spangler was the director of the Planetary Initiative. Now it's moving weirder. This was just in about 99, I believe. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. He said this on the floor of the UN. Pretty bizarre. No one will enter the New World, the New Age, unless she will take a Luciferian initiation. We're director of planetary initiate. And again, for the listeners out there, please take a pen and paper. Because of the shortness of time, we're not going to get to go through a bunch of this. I know that. Now, I'll just read one about this. See, this is covering your banking system. It's covering what Trump is dealing with right now with the National Security Agency. And thank God that Admiral Rogers came to him. If you remember, before while he was running, he said, they're spying on me. Well, that's what the attorney general just said. I believe they were spying on him. What do you spy with? Your eye. This whole 10 years, Illuminati, the whole opening, and it started with Justin Bieber at the Super Bowl tearing off, what's her name, Janet Jackson, revealing. Little by little, every Super Bowl has gotten far more deep, especially with Madonna, and she comes out with the whole owl symbolism. Owls are on your dollar bill. Take out your dollar bill, look up at the top, get yourself a magnifying glass, and you'll see a little owl hiding. What do owls do? They see things in the dark better than anyone else. And I found it astonishing in 2005 when I saw Alex Jones upload that video, and they're standing before an owl, Moloch, sacrificing children, so to speak. That's what Moloch was in the Old Testament. And he's in there, and I showed a few, even a minister friend of mine, and it was right after 9/11, and I told him what took place on 9/11, that was a sacrifice to gain more power. And ever since 9/11, which actually, if you do your study, you'll probably find out that that was literally the birth of Christ. Antichrist is a spirit. And that's why if people believe 2 Thessalonians is the man of sin, is the Antichrist, oh, no, it's not. Because they're basing it on a false teaching that was placed in the Scofield Bible to mix people up. And actually, it was written by a Jesuit that took on a name of a Jew. And the first churches that teaching got into was the Assemblies of God. So to this day, that has brought confusion. What do you got? Mid, pre, post? It's all, oh, I don't care what it is. No, you're going to go through this like you were speaking about yesterday. But I'll say this. You open with it in your song, Arise, Shine, for thy light has come. For the glory of the Lord shall arise upon thee, but the Lord.
Darkness.
What is it?
Yeah, darkness.
But
gross darkness. There you go.
People, we're in that time now.
Yeah.
We're waiting for him to come. Now, I'll just read one more from a man that is still living. And this is Henry Kissinger. Depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy toward the third world. Now, since we dropped that bomb on Japan, something took place. They're messing with things they shouldn't, so to speak. Something took place since that time to this. It ties, all of this ties together with the powers, the rulers that run this planet. This Q movement has been going on for 3 years. It seems to match the prophecy that George Washington had, and an old man before his death wanted to give what George Washington had told him. And what that was people need to look it up and find it. I can't go into it, but it showed him the three wars, the one he was involved with and then the next one. And I get those two confused myself, Civil War or Revolution. Are they the same? I don't think so.
No, they're not the same. I think he was talking Revolutionary Civil War and then another.
Correct.
Yeah.
That he was in. And then the one with Abraham Lincoln.
That was Civil
now,
War.
He said third woe is the worst that he ever seen. And it was upon this country. this is getting ready to happen in the earth. I'm going to tell you, and I think I brought it up to you, Dave Hodges had a radio show and a website. I've been listening to him for years. Three nights ago, I just happened to turn it on. It's like the Lord was directing me, and he gave us some information, and you're going to watch and see this in the upcoming months. And it started already 2 days after this DEA agent told him what was going to happen. You remember last week, these Mormon family killed, slaughtered, the whole nine yards, kills them. Well, government is working with Mexico, the Chi-Coms and Mexico. And it's interesting that you will never hear nor see any of this because God has his own intelligence agency, and that's us believers. What does he say in that he would not do anything except he reveal it unto the servants? Shall there be evil in a city? And the Lord has, meaning the Lord is allowing this to be fulfilled. Kind of like I have chosen, I haven't lost any save the son of perdition. So we're in this, so to speak, matrix that's reoccurring, but it's revealing things. What did Jesus say there was in that verse? He talks about that everything hidden would be revealed. There's nothing secret except God's going to reveal. And it started, at least for me, watching that all the men and the great powers that run to Bohemian Grove and stand there. The Bush family has their own lodge. It's like 12 acres up there. And military, it's all military, you know, my light went awry. If you look at the word, everything is in the word. My light awry is military. Their light has gone awry. It's all in the word. So what I did, I began in 2004, and this kind of is a laying from where I started to start seeing this stuff. The Lord woke me up at 3 o'clock every morning for about 3 weeks in 2000, and I believe it was four or five. And what he started to show me was straight to JFK, because when I was a child, that was the first public display of a murder. I remember growing up with that, and it was terrifying, horrible to see such a thing. And this also fits with who runs our media. It was Dan Rather, and this was years later until they released the Zapruder film. Dan Rather lied when he said what he saw. He says he was shot and he slumped forward. No. Dan Rather was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was placed in a position that I grew up for 20 years. You and me are about the same age. That's who we watched and saw that gave us our news. So media means what? Media is in the middle. A medium is what they're doing. What spirit are they giving you? They have done nothing but lie to us. I have some of the names. All of the members that gave us our news, to Tom Snyder, all of the ones we grew up watching. I find it interesting that when both John Kerry and George Bush showed up on Meet the Press with Tim Russert, and Tim Russert asked both of them, you're a member of Skull and Bones, and then John Kerry says something, but Bush went, oh, there's a lot of secrets. What did we read earlier in Daniel? God is the one who reveals secrets through his word and through his spirit, which is light. Why do they do things in secret all the time? All the principalities and powers that are running over us are... Warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. That word is ark and the beginnings. So this is tying us back all the way to the beginning, because these people worship those gods. That's what the Eye of Horus is. There's 13 levels that's built. They stay on top. We keep them up there, and it ties right into the Federal Reserve System. Now, I guess I might as well go ahead and jump into it at this point. In the last few years, you remember the whole blood moon, 2015, 2016?
2014, 15, 16, 14, solar 15. Eclipses, yep, right.
We had that. We had Hale Bopp way back there in 92, that they all were wearing black, and they all had Nike. Nike, literally, when it says in the book of Revelations, the Nicolaitans, that means that they had power over the people. Mm-hmm. How long did Rome keep that book literally chained so that people couldn't get into it and read it for themselves? Today, we have so many mistranslations. I don't mind some because it'll help you a little, but some of them completely take out whole verses. Now, what did Jesus say? Woe unto you, scribes. You had to know what you were doing. You had to completely say exactly what it was written at back then. We have so many versions that are off the wall and off the chart. The NIV is probably the worst of the worst, and some of the people that are listening have it because, oh, guess how it was started by? And it has whole verses out. So
that's the new Illuminati version.
I didn't hear you.
The new Illuminati version, the NIV. Yeah. Is that
I call it the non-inspired version. Anyway, so where we can go with this is I started to look back and study the word in Hebrew. Now, in the last 20, 30 years, there's been whole new words that have technocratic, you know, email. All the words that we have today, UFC, Hulk Hogan, movies that Disney has shown us, literally, if you look at Disney, how he signs it, it's literally a 666. I think people have seen that. Anyone that spent time studying Disney knows he's a 33rd degree Freemason. The biggest films around the world in the last decade are Disney films. What is the theme of the Disney films, especially in the last 5 years? Apocalypse, Age of Ultron. I sat in Las Vegas there and had Lindsay Williams call me. If people don't know who he was, he wrote this book, Lindsay Williams. And I grew up in Hollywood, California. I was born in LA, and I lived on Santa Monica and Kersan, and I had a little Jewish friend. He had a car wash, and this was all a big game they were playing on the whole world. And you couldn't buy gas. You're my age. I don't know if you remember this. You couldn't buy gasoline except on your license plate. It was an odd or an even number, and they were lined up. Well, he sat on the Alaska pipeline, and when I did the interview with him, he said, Ron, most people wouldn't believe this, and I don't know if you would, because he was telling me the story, that just a handful of men run this planet. And he said they're Luciferians. Now, in this group, a Satanist doesn't really perform as much as a Luciferian, but it's the same spirit. They were dressed fine. They were very courteous, upstanding gentlemen, so to speak. Well, what's taking place? Isn't Lucifer son of the morning? Now, here's this double. Jesus is the bright and morning star. That's Venus. The Mormons believe that they're brothers. The one just went the wrong way. Well, what just took place another week ago, and Jesus said that there would be signs in the heavens and in the moon, and so we're getting a lot of stuff in the last, 8-9 years in the heavens. So on September 23rd, 2017, the very same thing that took place, you know,
constellation.
When it took place, when the Magi, why is the Magi? And it never says there was three. It just says the gold, frankly. We have seen his star in the east. Why did they, where did, how did they know something that Herod didn't? If you go back to Daniel, who was he placed over? The astrologers, the soothsayers, the magicians. There was a caste of men that followed what Daniel told them because they put so much authority, because the king, Nebuchadnezzar, had given him that authority. Now, I'm going to go ahead and just jump right in to what's happening in the earth today.
All right. So, Ron, we're down to about 12 minutes right now. And then we've got to go for today. We have to end in about 12 or 13 minutes. So really kick it into where you want to direct this right now, especially with what you said yesterday. You discovered some things that were just going to blow the cover off some stuff. And you already are.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Might as well just start right here with the dollar bill. So I began to find out there's words in this age, in this time, that they didn't have back there. Words have meanings. They mean a lot. Do you want to name your child Adolf Hitler? No. So we know these things. So I typed in the Hebrew, the dollar bill. And I'm going to just share this with you. I don't know if you heard that, but a lot of people have, and it's all over the internet. The Mandela effect. It's confusing a lot of people. Have you heard of it, Vince?
I've heard of it, yes. But I don't know the full meaning of what the Mandela effect is. Maybe you could refresh us.
Well, it ties to CERN, smashing the Higgs boson.
Yeah.
What's the creature that sits out front of CERN? It's Kali, the destroyer, and bringing new worlds in, back to the Phoenix, out of the Phoenix, a new world order. Order out of chaos is a skull and bones term. Papa Bush was CIA, had something to do with the killing of Kennedy, without a doubt. He's given three different stories over the time. And it's interesting that he just passed, as did Rockefeller. Rockefeller had 5 heart transplants. He's heartless. It comes up literally in Hebrew. So I'm going to finish the dollar bill. Mandela effect, ABBA song in the 80s was Fernando. So Fernando comes up. What this is, it's placing us in a time frame, and it's a spirit that's attached to what's happening. You remember Paul says, beware of dogs. Was he talking about barking animals on 4 legs? No. God uses the disposition of animals. That's why he said, ye generation of vipers. It starts off in Genesis with the little serpent. You get to the end of Revelation, it's a dragon. In the waters. The scripture says that the waters are people. So it can be in me, it can be in anyone. So that's the spiritual part. But I'll finish reading the dollar bill. Bank of England. Bank of England, really. You know who owns that? The Lord Rothschilds. Rothschilds, the synagogue of Satan. I know you say you're Jews, but you're not. FEMA camps comes up. You cannot make this stuff up. Malia Ann Obama. That's Obama's daughter. Image of Death comes up. Airbender. Airbender is a film, I believe it was Disney, who can warp things. I actually had the DVD. I thought it made pretty well. It was the last airbender. 4 elements, water, earth, wind, and fire. Civil War comes up. Now, this one was really intriguing. Gematrix, or the numeric value of numbers. SCOTUS, Supreme Court, right? Roberts, John Roberts. He was playing some funny business a few months ago because he wouldn't go with Trump on something. I forget what it was, but there's a little dirt on him. He actually adopted a daughter from Australia, and you ain't supposed to do that. So they got something on him. This name came up, Payless. Payless, home. That's a new term. Payless isn't in the Old Testament. It's in our time frame. Cannibalism. How many films in the last you know, 5 years, this zombie land, all of these things. And what Lindsay Williams told me was these Luciferians have to show you before it happens. It's called predictive programming. The Simpsons comes up. Anybody that's watched the Simpsons shows, it shows things before they, a group of people that have been following this, and I've been watching it for 10, 12 years myself. So, Civil War, tsunami, Lucifer, imminent, Sirius B. Why Sirius B is important is Sirius B was not found out by us until the 1960s, but there was a group that knew what it was. And if you look, a lot of people have Sirius satellite. Have you ever seen what that animal is? It's a dog with a star in its eye. And in the books of Egyptian, Isis says, I am the star. What is a dog? It's a canine. The Canaanites were giants. They fell. They were fighting always with the people of God. That's the natural group. What we have now is way up there. And it all started ancient mysteries, moves to Kabbalahism, Gnosticism. Knights Templar were the very first bankers. And when the Pope found out what they were doing, worshiping Baphomet the goat, he sent them in and wiped them out, and they scattered. They were the first bankers. They were the first credit. And these symbols are still war on the European elite. Moves to the Rosicrucians, Rosy Cross, which is Vatican, moves to the Freemasons. And as our president said, I have heard of these Illuminati. Nobody knows more. I have not darkened the doorway of a Freemasonic hall. Now, I'm going to just close it with this one about what's coming. Recently, the Vatican has come out and said, we're waiting for the aliens. We know they're there. We will baptize them. There's a great deception that's coming. Douglas MacArthur said this on the floor, a speech on the House floor of representatives. He says, we deal now with things of this world, with not things of this world alone. We speak in strange terms of harnessing the cosmic energy of ultimate conflict between a united human race and the sinister forces of some other planetary galaxies. So the historical fact of all of these secret societies and all of these things is real. Now, it goes far deeper, and I typed in here, Hitler UFOs. The timing was right around this time when we changed in 40s, right after the war. This is why when we captured him, they got half, Russia got half of them. And guess where we brought? We got the other half, and we brought them to Bohemian Grove to create the Manhattan Project. Manhattan comes up in these terms. It's absolutely mind-blowing at this stage. Like I said, I haven't even had the chance to say it, but in closing on this, in English, and this is where Gnosticism comes up, they also tie things into the numeric value. When they put that G, you can go backward. G is in the center of their numeric value. I don't have time to show it to you at this point. But what came up in English, in matching the same spirit, these things are matching spirits, and they're matching our time frame we're in now. And in English, James Forrestal came up. James Forrestal was on Majestic 12, and he was pretty much thrown out of the 12-story building. People can do their own research. The family said he wasn't sick. They locked him up. Why that happened was he wanted to release this information of what took place in Roswell. So I type in James Forrestal. Star of David comes up. Well, when did they become a nation? In 47. The Star of David has nothing to do with Israel. It's a signature of Solomon, because they would keep those energies when Solomon went and the wives turned him away into other gods. It's also in the center of the Pentagon when you look at it. Pentagon is meaning five, or the numerics of those, what took place on 9/11. There's only a 6-second video that's ever been released, and there's no plane. There's an explosion. That's it. It was hit with a missile. Period. How do you have three buildings fall at free fall speed? Two of them are blown to powder. And when you hear the man that worked, Antonio Guzman, I believe, he said there was a blowout in that base and it fell in its own footprint. And then 5 hours later, building seven falls, nothing ever hit it. So, James Forrestal, what comes up under it is MK Ultra in Hebrew. The whole last 10 years, there's so much information out about mind control. And as a matter of fact, the woman that I spoke to when I did your show, when I first, this goes way back. Mm-hmm. I was speaking about David Icke. David Icke is a really interesting guy. He's kind of a new ager, but he's telling a lot of truth about the queen. And he's using a word he gave. This word came out. He interviewed Arizona Wilder in L.A. He flew to L.A. and met her, and she was used as a sex slave. I was saying all this then, but she said they were reptilian. So that sounds crazy. And well, guess what? People who read the Bible, you got talking serpents in there. You got men walking on water. We believe that. But what I saw was she didn't really understand what she saw. They were in a cave. They were planning the killing of Princess Diana. She married Dodi Fayed. He was also, he runs Harrods, the big shopping area. These are all elite. And even out of Princess Diana's mouth, they're going to kill me. She hit the 13th pillar. It was a plan. They can now crash cars if they want, whatever they want to do. So there is so much hidden that's coming out, but I just want to finish this real quick. For our time we're in, what came up under James Forrestal, Star David, MK Ultra, mind control, the full word. This is a real happening. 45th president. That's now. 4 and 5 is 9. That's the highest number you can go. Area 51 in fifth dimension. Digital multimedia encyclopedia. It's telling us our time frame now. The Ten Commandments, the path of life. Jason Bourne. The Jason Bourne films. Mm-hmm. It covers this time frame. Jason, DEFCON 2 comes up. Pentagram by hexagram. If you look at Saturn, which is Saturnalia, they worship that god. Lord of the Rings movies comes up. Saturnalia is the dark gods that ruled that. They were all gods. They're wandering stars. Talks about them as being gods. Now, university comes up, which is what I showed. Every university was started by the Catholic Church. They all have secret societies. Not just Skull and Bones. All of them have their own. Wolf and the Lamb's Head is another one. I think that's Yale. Human and Anunnaki, which is the gods that the Sumerians worship, where Abraham was called out of those areas. Ur of the Chaldeans, it goes back to them. And that time frame. In English, Year of the Dragon comes up under James Forrestal, who was a member of Majestic 12, keeping all this information silent. The other one is, that came up, Cookie Monster. Why would that come up? Because that's not an Old Testament term. It's something in our age that we grew up with. He's showing us the time frame that's being revealed of what's happening. And then it says Future of America, Last President. It continues with five more. Manufactured confusion. That's what Babylon is. And if you go to Revelation, there's 13 words that says mystery. You know the rest.
There it is.
Harlot, Babylon.
That's
13.
It. Absolutely.
And
Ron,
I'll finish it with these three.
Okay.
In Hebrew, Barack Obama is to be judged. This is what has been saying. Before these people are going to ride with that fellow that wrote the Trump prophecies, said, Lord showed me that we're going to have four Supreme Courts. Matter of fact, this week, Ginsburg has been in the hospital. If she's out, which is real quick, that's three. We get one more. And then it says, Ivanka is so hot. Really? These names are now. Ark of the Covenant. That would be Ron Wyatt that found the blood on it. The Jewish country knows it. The blood was alive, they said. I believe that man. Every other find he had was legit. He spent eight years over there. And it would be revealed in the end time. And in closing, thy kingdom come. They lie to us a lot. Anderson Cooper. He's a Vanderbilt. He's the one family that brought the pyramid to Central Park. What's the pyramid? It's the phallic symbol to these people. There's three groups on the planet running it.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. has a phallic symbol. Vatican City and City of London, which is Rothschild.
Yeah, there it is, the banking.
Now, I didn't even get close to where we could go.
No, that's okay. You did an excellent job. And because we've run out of time, we're going to have to do it again. And this was a great beginning to it. I've got a shift right now. Ron Perry, thank you so much. And I know that people will be watching the YouTube video over and over again. So that was Ron Perry joining us from the state of Colorado. And we want to thank God for the ministry that the Lord put in him. A lot of challenging thought. I told you to get some paper, pencil. Now it's time to bring in Patricia Joy Xavier to the radio broadcast and YouTube. Good morning, Patricia Joy. How are you today?
I am doing very well. Thank you. But I'm not seeing you.
That's okay. You don't have to see me. We see you and hear you, and we're going to let you go, girl.
All right. Sounds good to me. Well, I want to welcome everyone to Deliverance Roundtable discussion. You're not here at a round table, but you are in the spirit. And I am Patricia Xavier, co-pastor with Pastor Vincent Xavier of New Wine Ministry. And today we will be studying and reading from my book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. And it is my pleasure to be here and to speak to you about the things the Lord has revealed to me regarding the work of the enemy in each and every one of our lives, Satan himself. And we have entered into a great awakening. What you were hearing prior are things that are being understood in a new and living way, and it is called the Great Awakening. And that's when the remnant of God's people have heard the clarion call, and the trumpet is being blown in Zion, and that is God's true church. And that's what we're talking about, to become the true church, not a church that is a counterfeit, but a true church. And to be a true church, you have to understand the wiles of the enemy exactly as you've been hearing, and bring that understanding into your own heart that he comes as an angel of light to deceive all who could be deceived. And for too long, the church and the work of demons has been dismissed by many as being unrealistic. It has not been considered as a problem which invades lives, homes, churches, and nations. But there are people all about you who are tormented if you look around. They're troubled and even possessed by the powers of the darkness known as demons. And Jesus ministered to those affected by demonic powers in Acts 10:38. And he commissioned his followers to do likewise as they spread the gospel of the kingdom, as told in Matthew 10:1. The book I wrote, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights, presents guidelines for ministering to those affected by demonic powers. And if you look around, Body of Christ, in the church in which you are in, or in your own life, I believe you will see that very thing at work if you have the gift of the Holy Spirit and any discernment. But let me explain something regarding what I was just talking about. Human beings have the situation wherein we are influenced by two spiritual entities. This goes on every moment. The first is God, who created all things for the benefit of man. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from God, and it is given to us through the wisdom and knowledge of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. However, contrary to God, there is another spiritual entity called Satan. Call him Lucifer. He is called by a number of names, but it is Satan that is most recognized for the function in which he works in. So there is another spiritual entity outside of the Holy Spirit called Satan, who has received and resolved to do one thing, to deceive you to the point of destruction. Not only you, but nations and world. Satan's one goal is to destroy you, and his only method for doing this is through well-concealed lies that look so much like truth. And that has been spoken of earlier in the last program you heard with Pastor Vincent in his interview. Self-will can only exercise, you and I, two choices. There aren't three. There are only two choices. Knowledge from God or information from Satan. There is no middle road. Middle road is mixture and only adds to one thing. You chose one or the other. If you are in your natural mind and are not seeking redemption and the knowledge from God, you are obviously going to receive information from the other source. And it goes going to appear as though it is truth. It will come from the father of all lies. And Satan, as I stated earlier, he is the father of all lies. And we can all see this situation so plainly throughout the world. We're recognizing it more and more as every moment goes by, as we are seated here on planet Earth. And we experience this in our lives as well when we lie. And Satan will penetrate man's mind with evil thoughts in order that he might destroy man. Now that's the whole idea, to destroy man. Satan is the great counterfeiter. See him that way. But he can only counterfeit what is true. We need to be fully aware of this fact. We must also realize that Satan desires to be worshiped, and he has to come as close to the truth as possible in order to deceive us without being recognized. Satan will be too obvious. If he came to us and said, worship me, I'll give you your desires if you'll make a covenant with me. Most of us would be very fearful to make that kind of agreement, wouldn't you say? And keep in mind that Satan is not interested in the people of the world. I want you to hear this one more time. Satan is not interested in the people of the world. He is already their father, and he has already made converts and entered into a covenant with them. But also keep this in mind, would you? The word says you cannot serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. There is no in between, do you see? It's in the word of God. And I hear people in Christianity talking about the gray side of things. There is no gray. You cannot serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. There is no in between. You're either a child of God or a child of the devil. Now, a lot of people say, well, I minister to all because they're all children of God. No, they're not. They may have been created from God, but not are all children of God. They have the spirit of the evil one if there is no redemption. So they're not of God, they're of the devil, and they have received the lie of Satan. Satan is interested in people who have a personal relationship with their Father, God, through Christ Jesus. This is who he hates, because they are the true Christians and the children of light. And as true believers of Christ, they must bring this all-piercing light to the peoples of the world and to the places of satanic darkness, revealing Satan's sinister plans of deception and destruction. And I dare tell you, this is why I wrote the book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. So you will begin to understand that the places of satanic darkness are sinister plans of deception and destruction. You will begin to see how Satan operates and works. And there's so many other areas that we will cover later. But we have to know that Satan wants to be an angel of light. He comes forth as an angel of light, but he hates the believers in Christ Jesus because they carry the true light. Satan will try to keep the truth, the light, from going forth. That's the reason why he will even come to us looking very much like the righteous. He's going to look good. He's going to look like he's right. He's going to look powerful and mighty. He's going to look dynamic. But he is an angel of light. His tactics of deception must be carried out so cleverly and with such cunning that mere human reasoning and thinking cannot see the difference. Now, I'm talking about human reasoning and thinking, not those that are filled with the Holy Spirit. Human reasoning and thinking that we see in our institutes of learning cannot see the difference. They work on intellectualism and deception. No man, without the power of the Holy Spirit, through the gifts given to man by the Holy Spirit, can discern God's light from the deception of Satan's darkness. Now, I know to many of you that you're going, oh, come on, please. I can tell the truth. No, you can't, unless you have the gift of the Holy Spirit given to you in only one way, by surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all things in the universe, universes, and on this earth. So most of what is discussed concerning satanic cults and the like is cleverly used to get our eyes off the real dangers and make us look like we'll be okay because we've got what is right. It's clever. It's cunning, like no other cunning in the world. And yet you will see it through individuals because the enemy is working through certain individuals, especially those in high places. So the real threat is the spirit of Satan operating through what we call the church. Not the world, the church, which many times masquerades as a genuine church with great religious leaders or pastors and alleged prophets and miracle workers and teachers of the word. Such people are being used knowingly or unknowingly for the purpose of deceiving the people And this is the real danger. You see, the people of the world are already deceived. But to deceive the church that is supposedly the outcome of the Spirit of the living God, that's different. Now they have a hold on their enemy. It's real danger, folks. And you're seeing it more and more today. But it's always been there. It's been from the fall to this very day. All right, one of the examples, and it was given today, and I thought it was interesting, is the life of Jim Jones. I don't know if you recall him or not. If you're a millennial, you probably know nothing about him. But as many of you do know, Jim Jones had a Pentecostal background, meaning he moved in the Spirit. He had giftings in the Holy Spirit, and apparently believed in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And he was ordained through a well-known denomination and evidently did good work through his ministry in Indianapolis, Indiana. People loved him. And visibly, he did lots of good work. And many who said they were Christians agreed. It was told that he helped the lowly and the downtrodden and did much work within the Black and minority communities. And to the natural eye, it appeared that everything he did was directed by Jesus. Well, folks, I got news for you. Good works doesn't get you into the kingdom of God. It's our character. So we can see now, even with our natural eye, how deceptive the work of Jim Jones was. We know now that the real work of Jim Jones, as led by Satan, destroyed the lives of many unsuspecting and undiscerning men, women, and children. They were taken in by lies. And what eventually took place in South America through Jim Jones became clearly visible. And multitudes knew by newspaper articles, and Christianity was mocked. And that's what Satan desires to do. But today, let's look at today. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions are being deceived and misled in our churches because of the many ministers that are self-appointed professionals rather than God-appointed and ordained by him. Not by the schools of theology, God-appointed. These men and women are false prophets that I'm speaking of, these professionals. They are, and not all, but the multitudes, men and women, wolves in sheep's clothing. They're called hirelings in Scripture. The church that was the size of Jim Jones did not rise up overnight. It took the working of Satan over a period of time. Now, let this be a visible warning to us that we must be very alert to the discerning of spirits as given to us by the Holy Spirit, the true spiritual nature of a particular church, if it is by the Holy Spirit. So this warning has to be an alert of being discerning of spirits. And to discern spirits, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because that is one of the gifts associated with it. There is not the knowledge of what spirit is of Satan and what spirit is of God without this gift. And yet multitudes of churches have put it aside and said, no, that's not for today. It was for 2,000 years ago to establish the church and strengthen it. Folks, the Holy Spirit didn't go away. Do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Because let me tell you that it doesn't matter what denomination you belong to. For we individually are the only church God has established. Not a building with walls. We individually are the church of God, his inhabitor. He inhabits us. Therefore, we must individually find out whether or not we have any deception in us. And if we do, we must be quick to rid ourselves of its lies and turn to the truth, because Jesus is coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. He is coming for the person without spot or wrinkle who claims him as his Savior. That is the bride of Christ. And that is why my husband and I, as ministers of God's word, have struggled so hard to attain the standard of perfection that we have been called to by the washing of the water of the word of God, so that Christ may present to himself a glorious church, one that is undefiled. My husband and I are blowing the trumpet in Zion. We are sounding the alarm in his holy mountain. And that's God's holy mountain. God's holy mountain are the people of the Lord. And sounding the alarm, blowing the trumpet as watchmen on the wall. Pastor Vincent is trying his best, and I am also, in giving truth to those who need truth in the word of God. God looks for people who will take the initiative, speak truth in hard places. And it's time to move forward, folks. Come on, people, rise up. If you cannot do anything in this world right now to help yourself move in the direction of what Christ desires for you to do, or you're not yet understanding what that is, please help us then. Support us. Pastor Vincent and myself, we want to go forward and need financial help to do so. So join us and join with us. And then you also will be a part of the moving forward. The absolute evil that is here and deceiving us needs to be exposed. We are crying for, understand the will and the word of God. These are times like no other. And we are doing our best to bring that information forward to you in the best way we can with the hope and help of the Holy Spirit. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. Why? So that Christ may present to himself a glorious church, one that is undefiled. We need your help financially. And I am asking you to do this. I'm asking you to help us get out there and touch as many lives as possible with the truth. Not with religiosity, but with the truth of God's living word. But in what we are speaking of today, regarding deception, we can be deceived ourselves and believe that we can do whatever we want just because we once walked up to an altar, raised our hands and said, "Yes, I'll receive you, Lord. I will receive you, Lord Jesus. I will receive you into my heart." What we must do is we must also become Christ-like in our actions and repent from all sin as it is revealed to us by the Lord through the Holy Spirit, not just made up thoughts. We must become Christ-like in character in our actions. And we see too many with knowledge, but not with the behavior, being proper and right before God, made in his image, not ours. We are to be in his image. So our actions have to show that. Our actions have to be revealed as Christ-like. And we have to be totally and completely delivered from our sin. Oh, Pastor, we'll always sin. No. No. When you sin, you repent from that. When the wisdom is coming into your heart that you have done wrong by the gift of the Holy Spirit, which again is the reason you must have the Holy Spirit, conviction will come. You fall before God. Say, I've done it again. I am sorry. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. At that moment, you are walking in the purity and righteousness of God with a clean heart. And why is this necessary? Why do we have to become this way? Because Jesus is coming for a bride that is without spot or wrinkle, meaning sin. Now, to my knowledge, nowhere in the word is it the custom for the husband to prepare for the bride before marriage. It is the bride who must prepare herself before marriage. It is her responsibility. Now, whose responsibility? Hers. The Holy Spirit. Listen carefully, has been given to us to help and enable us to prepare properly for his coming. He is our enabler so that he may find us, who? The Lord Jesus Christ at his coming may find us without sin, without spot or wrinkle. Many churches will tell you that's impossible, can't happen. They limit God and the power of his holiness and work and his cleansing power. That's the work of the enemy, folks. So that he may find us without sin, without spot or wrinkle. This is the only time he has said he will return for his bride. He said she must be without spot or wrinkle. Jesus Christ then will be our husband. But if we want to receive him, we must be prepared. Now, don't get yourself confused with your husband or your wife. It's not like that. It's he who created us, giving his life over for us and begin to bring us as one. It is that one that is type and shadow of Christ in his church for a husband and wife, the oneness of unity and purity and holiness of his bride in himself. Is making himself the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, he can't make himself that. We receive him as such. So Jesus has already completed the initial work. There is nothing more for him to do. He has fulfilled the promise. People are looking for him to do more. Do this for me. Do that for me. I want this. I want that. I need this. I need that. He's done it. It's all fulfilled. He has fulfilled the promise. He has laid all of the foundation for the marriage in preparation for us to go forth and overcome sin. Multitudes of churches will teach that it's impossible. But if you go in the book of Revelation, he says, he who overcomes. Well, what do you think we're overcoming, folks? We're overcoming sin. He gave his life for his bride on the cross for the redemption of all who will come to the cross. So we must go forth. We have to get ourselves ready and clean ourselves by the washing of his precious blood and the cleansing of the word of God. Now, unless you really understand that, you'll go, ew, washing of his blood and cleansing of the word of God. I don't get all that. Well, either did I when I was in metaphysics and New Age. But as he revealed the truth to me, and I praised his holy name for doing so, I began to understand what the washing of his precious blood meant, the most powerful, glorious power in preciousness, cleansed perfectly, and the word of God becoming who I am. So if we begin to do this, we will then, through our own obedience and with the enabler, the helper of the Holy Spirit to help us to be obedient, this will then, through our obedience, present to him a bride without spot or wrinkle. Are you ready? Are you ready to be that bride? He's coming very soon. He's right around the corner. He's at the door. Heaven is opening. Are you ready to be the bride without spot or wrinkle? Or are you too concerned about what you're accomplishing? You want to accomplish anything, accomplish this, and you will accomplish eternity in the most glorious way you could ever imagine. It's not by our works, folks. It's by our faith and believing and being obedient to that believing. And the believing is what will bring forth the glory. Today, we do not hear the washing and cleansing part of our walk preached enough from the pulpit in truth and in power. We hear about the salvation message, which is incredible and must be said, but it ends there. In most cases, not all. However, that does not make it any less of an absolute necessity for the bride to prepare herself for the marriage. For much too long, we have been given, and frankly, we have sought after those things that tickle our ears. Oh, I want to know this. I want to know that. I want to be understanding everything. I want to be the one who tells others, but our life is not demonstrated in a right and pure, holy way.
Patricia Joy.
So we want to hear things that tickle our ears, not that which will enable us to overcome. That's boring. That doesn't give us thrills. Why? Because it doesn't thrill the enemy. So we have to hear the meat of the word. And it is a tough word, but one with great power when it is given to us and we receive it by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And revelation is being unveiled even right now. It's being revealed as we speak because the Lord promised to reveal his word and those things that have been hidden for all 6,000 years in the last 1,000. And this is where we're at. And he is revealing the depths of his word as never before and revealing mysteries to us. And as you know, in the book of Revelation, we are told that there will be but a remnant that will enter into the marriage feast with the Lamb of God. A remnant, folks. A remnant. That's in Revelation 19, 7 through 9. So the question must be asked, do you want to be counted among that remnant? Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to save souls. We do. Because the remnant will. But the point is, do you want to be counted among that remnant? This is why I'm here ministering the word of God. I want to be that remnant. And I pray and hope you want to be part of that remnant. This is serious business. I wrote this book decades ago and knew then that it was necessary. This is the work, the true work. The true work, which is followed by faith. The scriptures do not teach that everything will be done for us. I know many who believe that. It's not true. We have the responsibility to prepare for the marriage, just like we do in the natural world. Our Lord will not have a church that is in bed with the world. Otherwise, he would be joining himself to a harlot. And this he can't do. He cannot and will not do. He's been telling us not to do it. You think he's going to do it? Of course not. He would be going against himself. So what does it all mean? Our soul must be redeemed. Hebrews 10:39 says it this way. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition. Hebrews 10:39. We do not draw back into perdition. But we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We continue to believe under every circumstance until the saving of the soul. There is an accumulation of salvation. The soul must be redeemed, saved from demon activity. That's what it means. You may have heard from the pulpit that the spirit must be saved, and so have I. Multitudes have. But we have just read in the scriptures that it is not the spirit, it is the soul which must be saved. Believe to the saving of your soul. That's what the scripture said. Let me read it one more time so you understand. Hebrews 10:39 says, but we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. But we just read the scriptures that it is not the spirit, it is the soul which must be saved. It's all synonymous. Believe to the saving of your soul. So we must be careful what teaching we're receiving. And it's our responsibility as wise stewards of our minds to judge everything spoken in the name of the Lord through scriptures. And we've been talking a lot about this lately. That is our responsibility to see and know that we are judging the word properly, receiving the word properly, believing the word properly. And one more time, I am going to tell you that it cannot be done outside of the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. You will receive the word wrongly. You will believe the word wrongly. You will teach the word wrongly, and you will be deceived. The word is there, but it cannot be the only function in your life. The word must be watered by the Holy Spirit, the water of the word, cleansing us of all unrighteousness. So again, we must be careful what teachings we're receiving. It's our responsibility as wise stewards of our minds to judge everything spoken in the name of our Lord through Scripture. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it tells us, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is all for today, Lord. I thank you for what you have spoken through me. I thank you for those who are listening. I ask you to bless them abundantly and bring full sanctification to their spirit, mind, and body. This is a time like no other to receive the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, to walk in holiness, to become a light to a very dark world. And as it was said earlier, darkness will spread over the earth, but the light will bring us forth. The light and the only true light, not the light of deception. God bless you. Have a wonderful, beautiful day in Him and Him alone. Thank you.